No, it has nothing to do with that as well. I think you need to lay down or check the side effects of whatever prescription medicine you might be on this morning. Good morning, Jim Erling joining us. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I heard the noise of one of our buzz-in sounds there.
Okay, Jim, here it is. This is the question. Which one of these is not heard during the WEOL Scholastic Games? Is it A, B, or C?
Not heard. Unfortunately, they're all heard.
Really? What's this one? Is that the wrong answer?
I think that's the wrong answer sound. Yeah.
Oh, you don't get many of those, do you, during your school?
Well, we get a few. It depends upon the program.
Or what do you mean? It depends on your questions, and it depends on the students that.
Yes, it's sort of double. Yeah, we can ask some questions that no one knows the answer to, and. We're always surprised, though, by what they do know and what they don't know.
That's
because we remember everything. You know, we're a little older than they are. For example, one of the questions, you know, we recorded our program on Sunday, you know, and I thought that maybe it was the cold weather that kept the audiences on the smaller side, but maybe some kind of a boycott to increase our ratings. I don't know.
It could be.
but we had our first round, we call the initial round, it's first, of course. And it's also every answer starts with the same letter. And we started with Q on tonight's show. And one of the questions was, who was George H.W. Bush's vice president? And figured, oh, everybody knows that because we remember it. But, of course, high school kids weren't, you know, were little kids if they were born at all.
Right.
And so they didn't know Dan Quayle.
Well, a lot of people don't know Dan Quayle. In fact, where is Dan Quayle these days?
I didn't remember him 5 years after the administration.
Right.
But, you know, it's always interesting. But, you know, they know the science questions. They know the history questions. They know the geography questions. And so it's always interesting to listen to. And, of course, the whole idea of it is to encourage learning and to, you know, to put the spotlight on some of the really good students in the county.
I wonder how many of them are students or how many of them are just sort of self-taught smart people. You know what I mean? Is the Common Core and a lot of that stuff they're teaching in school, is that trickling into what you see? Or do you just sort of see people who love knowledge and have kind of gotten
into it? Well, that's it. That's it. We structure it. You know, when we were starting out, they say, you know, it's not very curricular. We have a lot of stuff that they don't learn in the curriculum. And, you know, we're sort of giving a... helping out, showing these kids that, you know, learn things on their own and read books. You know, we have one round that you can make 50 points by answering this somewhat obscure first answer, and then we give additional clues until we get down to the stuff that most anyone should know. And, you know, and to get the 50-point answer, you have to have read a book or done a term paper or read the, you know, have a special interest in something, you know, and that's, you know, and it makes it interesting because, you know, if someone makes 50 points on a question, they may know something that hardly anyone in the audience would know off the top of their head.
We're talking this morning with Jim Erling, who is the host and creator, producer of the WEOL Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Library. First show tonight, Clearview and Oberlin. And let me get the numbers right. How many years has this show been going on now, Jim, for you?
We completed our 25th year last year. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Right.
26th year.
And how many rounds of academic competition take place?
Five per show.
Okay.
So multiply that by about 17 shows a year by 26. And that's a lot of rounds.
And we have the 9-minute and 30-second round. I appreciate the little nod to our station's frequency. But it allows them to have, score early, and then they can come ahead and kind of catch up. And
It's interesting. We have a format that's structured so that there are more potential points in each round, so you can have a come from behind in the final round, and it's happened on occasion.
Here's a question from last year, the 25th year, the 25th season here.
Another audio reading, reading by John Buck, who's the author of this strange narrative.
When Gregor Samsa woke up one morning from a...
Olmsted Falls.
Kafka.
Franz Kafka, he anticipating that this man was going to transform into an insect, which, of course, is the subject of metamorphosis, which would have been part of the question. Bonus question. An ethnic German-Austrian, Kafka was born and raised in a Jewish enclave in what Czech capital city?
Prague.
Prague is right for your 20 bonus points.
Now, Jim, I have to ask you. You spent time getting the quote that you want to have read or the passage. Then you have the gentleman go ahead and to read this thing, and he played 2 seconds of it, and the guy buzzes, and you have to stop it. How
yes, I could name that song in one note. You know, it's amazing. Well, on the programs we recorded this past Sunday, there was one that, you know, we wrote a question, and we found a recording of some music, and I said, who wrote this piece of classical music based on a folk tune? Beep, before we started playing a single note.
So did they get it right?
Then they got it right.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Oh, good. I like that.
Sometimes I think they're just reading my mind or something, but, you know, we try to structure it. You know, one thing, when we first started doing the show, something we did was we could have a start that can confuse people. You know, it's like we had a writer who said and wrote things like, if George Washington was the first president, you know, who was the 20th president or something like that. Right. And if we said George Washington was, someone would beep in and say the first president, you know, so, well, that's wrong because we were going to ask a different question. So we try to avoid those because they do jump in.
You don't want them, you know, obviously tricking them is not the way to do it. You want them to get them, you encourage them to get the right answer. And again, the Scholastic Games of Lorain County getting underway tonight right after our 6 o'clock news. Craig, you had a question.
Hey, Jim, do you have an actor again this year reading some of the passages?
Yeah, the man we have is John Buck, who has been with Cleveland Playhouse and the Great Lakes Theater Festival for years and years and years, and spent some time in the classroom as well. Now, for almost 25 years, we had Reuben Silver, who's sort of a legend in the Cleveland Theater, and he died about a year and a half ago. And of course, we had his old recorded stuff, but well, let's give someone else a chance. You know, but we've had our a lot of our crew people around for a long time.
Now, Jim, you've got how many shows? 17 shows, I guess?
It's 17 shows. We have 8 shows in the first round because we have 16 schools this year. We've had up to 18, but, you know, the population of students has gone down a little bit. So it's 16 schools, and then we have playoffs. And, you know, the winning teams come back, with the exception of the ones with the 2 lowest scores, and then they play each other to get to the quarterfinals. And the reason we do that is we give the 2 highest scoring losing teams a second chance, because sometimes we have 2 excellent teams and we don't want to eliminate them right away.
Right. Sometimes you have those really high scoring teams you know, you never know how when you bracket this, you just kind of sort of randomly put the schools together, I would assume.
Well, we try to make it competitive, you know. I mean, you know, once they win and come back for the playoffs, you know, we can have some, you know, what you might expect to be uneven results. But we try to put, you know, some of the schools we expect to do well together in the first round, which is why, you know, we have the opportunity for the wild card teams, because we can have an excellent team that comes in second, if you know what I mean.
Right. Are you still building questions for your shows, or do you kind of lock that in at the beginning? Or is this an ongoing process for you?
Oh, it's an ongoing process. In fact, we have a current events round in every single program, which is written afresh. And then, of course, we will recycle questions, because we'd run out of anything that anybody knew after a while. But you know, but we have to update them all the time.
Well, it's a fun show to listen to, and I know the kids enjoyed being a part of it. It's Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Libraries season. This year, the show is on Tuesday nights. The schedules with our sports programming worked out better for that. So every Tuesday night through the season, and we do a rebroadcast on Fridays at 6 if our schedule permits. You can also hear it at WEOL.com. So we stream it live, as well as posting the podcast the day after the broadcast airs. Jim, thanks for coming on this morning, and we'll look forward to this season number 26 of the WEOL Scholastic Games.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. It was great talking to you.
Thanks for your time.